welcome everyone to another episode of Thinking
Outside the Box.
Yes, great. And I'm so excited for our guest today. He wanted to be on the show. That's always a plus.
Yes.
And he is always so bouncing around and exciting. I like this guy right here. James Guzman.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Jill. And everybody for having me here. I'm excited to be a part of this and give a little bit insight of our insurance at GG Elliott. But
tell us about yourself. That's what we want to hear first. Tell us about James.
There's so much about me, but I'll keep it brief. I've been at GG Elliott for about 5 years now.
Has it been five?
Yeah, we actually were in the same.
We were at the same time. We were in the same class.
Same class.
Awesome.
So we've been in the same industry for 5 years.
Yes.
Love it to death. A great area to be in. And then, of course, my family here, Jordan, my wife. Then we have three little ones, Zayla, Sunny, and Ozzy. And then, of course, our little puppy, Sandy.
Oh, Sandy's so cute. You have a great family, period. So
thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. Well, we're going to get started. First, let's talk about the drink, though. Here's our mocktail. It looks pretty. So this is a sparkling orange mocktail. It was supposed to be a blood orange, but I couldn't find any blood orange stuff. So
this is astounding.
It's an orange one. So let me tell you what's in it really quick. So it's orange juice, and it's vanilla extract, it's honey, it's lime juice, and you can do ginger ale or club soda and ice, and then you garnish it with an orange. So we're going to taste it right now, but we'll rate it at the end.
Please.
So this is the funny part about making this. I stirred it all up in a pitcher, and the honey clumped at the bottom. So the spoon's got a big clump of honey, so I'm like, I probably should put sugar in it if we make it.
But, nice.
Okay, let's try it.
That's good.
Kind of tastes like an orange Julius a little bit. Do you think so?
Either way, I'm here for it. That is wonderful, Jill.
Oh, okay.
You made it yourself?
Well, yes, I did.
Yeah, good job, Jill. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You have talent.
Oh, thank you. So this drink, we'll put the recipe on later. If you want to change it to a cocktail, you would just add some vodka to it. So sorry, James, this one doesn't have vodka, but
that's all right. I understand.
It is morning, so I guess we won't have vodka.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's talk some insurance. So first I want to hear, start with just JG Elliott. What type of insurance can you get at JG Elliott? Mm-hmm. And start with that, what states it can be written in, where we actually have locations.
Perfect, yeah. The cliche answer is that we can do all kinds of insurances, but we'll break it down. We do personal insurances, so that's your home, auto, motorcycle, any kind of entities that your assets, we can protect those. Also, we have a huge plethora of people in our commercial department that can do business insurance, special events, and then crop, and then farm and ranch. It just elaborates all from there. So we have multiple locations. We have five locations here at Scottsbluff.
Okay.
We're in Corrington, Wheatland, Casper, and Shattered. So those are our locations right now. And then you mentioned the states, right?
Yeah. So what states can you actually write if someone would call or?
Really, it comes down to we can get licenses in other plates in other states, but we are particularly in the lower 48, pretty much. Any state, it just.
Great.
We'll elaborate later on the restrictions and stuff. There's a lot of restrictions in out of state licenses. So,
we have
licenses in several.
So someone refers you or customer over to you, you most likely have a good right.
I would take most of the chances. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So tell us the process. If one of our customers came in for a quote or if one of our associates referred someone over, they did a nice cross sell and sent someone your direction. What is the process of getting a quote in general?
So if it comes from internal, all we really need, because we can form relationships with those customers as well, a phone number and pretty much their name. And we can kind of take it from there. However, more in depth, to get like auto and home quotes, there are things called insurance scores.
Okay.
So there's a collaboration of your insurance history with a little bit of your credit. Doesn't impact your credit. It's a soft hit.
Yes.
And then you can kind of see where your market is from there, kind of like a loan. So you can, you qualify for certain and such. So we would just need data births, there are addresses, VIN numbers for the vehicles in the household.
Okay.
Particularly if somebody's really busy, everybody's busy, right? There's this thing called declarations pages that you can ask from your agent, and then you can honestly forward that over to one of our representatives, and we can just knock it out from there. And then we have a personal conversation in the office and really get to know the details of that person.
That feels like an easy process.
We try to make it as seamless as possible.
That's great.
Yes.
Good.
Of course.
And of course, We always want referrals, right?
Yes,
please.
Yes, please. I mean, of course, with all the people and Platte Valley companies, it's all incorporated. We all help each other with our ESOP.
Yeah.
So this is a great time. We would hope all of our associates are with JD Elliott, and sometimes that can't happen, but that is definitely one of our goals to grow. And I hope this kind of sparks that.
Yeah, I hope so too. And you have bilingual associates
that
can help.
Yes. Yes, Anita, Ellie. They can help in any kind of situation. They're ready to go. Yes.
Great. Good. Okay, so my next question, since you're in the know on this,
right?
What are some of the upcoming changes in the insurance industry or anything like that we should know that's coming up in the year or coming up soon?
Yeah. There's a lot of negative ideas coming with insurance in the next couple of years. However, they're not as there's ways around them. So a lot of the companies are putting in exclusions into a lot of the renewals. So they don't, it's really the nitty-gritty of the policy. If there's exclusions, there is like an endorsement on there, and it could say metal exclusion or cosmetic exclusion. Uh-huh. Every company is a little bit different. So if you have an agent that you, hopefully you have an agent here at JD Elliott, but we can go through those items. A lot of the companies are starting to add that now. Increasing deductibles is a huge thing with the amount of losses we've had in the last 5 years.
Yes, all the hail and everything. Yes.
And then Hurricane Milton. And all of those have been happening. So it's a trying time, but ultimately here at JGL, we have multiple carriers. We can always find something for somebody.
So go into that a minute for me. So say I came to you wanting a quote.
Sure.
How many companies can you technically run? Say I was coming for a car quote, for example.
Yeah. So if it's a home and auto, we have a plethora. Really standard companies, about 9.
Okay.
But we have brokers everywhere. So that's kind of I'm the agent, and then I find another broker to look through their plethora of companies.
Perfect.
And we can find them. Those are a little bit more steep. There's a little bit higher deductibles, a little bit more exclusions in those. But ultimately, with carriers, if someone has multiple losses and they need insurance for their home because they have a loan, that's just how it goes.
Yeah,
we can help that customer.
Well, good.
Yes.
That's good to know. Okay, so tell us some good tips for insurance. Any good tips you can give us to help us out?
So auto insurance, probably the biggest one. That's the most, I would say you see that more frequently as a monthly payment. So it's probably on your mind a little bit more than your homeowners, or maybe not. But you can do IntelliDrive. There's a lot of telematics systems. So everybody's on their phone. Everybody knows about location devices and all that stuff. So a lot of companies have started rolling out an app that monitors your driving. You give it permission, get an upfront discount. Okay. If you're an excellent driver, then your discount is solidified after whatever that time lapses for the lifetime of your policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're not so good driver, don't download the app.
I mean,
you're speeding all the time.
Yeah, just be hesitant about it. Just check in on that app, whatever company you're with, not every. So,
okay.
But yeah, Juliet, if you ever are interested in that, we have multiple companies that can do that.
Okay, great. Any other good tips? And of course, the more you bundle together,
the more you bundle,
discount you get, right?
Yeah, a lot of that's another thing, kind of going back to the issues, kind of, or challenges that we have. A lot of companies aren't just doing one or the other. They have to have everything now.
Oh, okay.
So all the companies, they don't want just the one home and the 6 autos over here. They want everything now. And you can't even get quotes sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it does change.
Yes, it has. In the last 5 years.
Okay.
A dynamic change,
Okay, well, that's good information.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about JG Elliott?
Oh, there's too many.
Or insurance. I know we're in a short time frame, but anything else you want to throw in there before we do the fun
question? Right. Well, I mean, honestly, here at JG Elliott, we have a great staff. We take care of our customers as if they're family. So if that is something that you're interested in, we would love to help you out.
That's great. And the company's been around over 100 years.
Yeah, 1920 to be.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's 100 years. That's a
start. That is awesome.
We need a drink of that.
Okay, let's drink to that right now. And then we're going to rate the drink.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers
to JD Elliott.
Yes, please. Gets better every time.
Yeah. Okay, what are we rating it? So 1's the worst rating, 5's the best, 3's in the middle. What are we doing?
If I don't, I wasn't on Omeprazole all the time with my heartburn, I think I could drink this all the time. I do a 3.5.
Hey.
Right.
That's kind of where I feel too. It's like, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I think I would actually add grenadine to it. What do you think?
Grenadine? I'm not too much of like the, missed that drinks.
Okay.
So, like, if you served me that, I would down it.
Okay. What if I serve you something else? Would you drink it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. You heard that.
Let it out.
Okay. We're doing a fun quote. So, this is a bucket of questions, random questions. I really don't know what the question will be, but you and I both have to answer.
Okay. Perfect.
Do it.
So, we wrap.
Oh, you got two of them.
I won't look at that one. All right, guys. We have.
Read it to us.
Do you have a treasured piece of clothing you are not willing to give up? Technically, yeah, I kind of do have a mementos of the cliche high school stuff. I have like my sweaters from high school, like with my last name and like football.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know if I didn't wear them that much, or actually haven't worn them at all, but it's nice to just like look back. I know that like, down the line, my dad shows me his jackets and stuff.
Oh, really?
Just something to look back at.
That's nice.
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
Mine would be, I love to collect crazy socks. And I love St. Patrick's Day, so I have tons of St. Patrick's Day socks. Right. But then I wear them all year long, and my kids are like, oh, are you really wearing those again? I'm like, what? Gravy socks, because I love gravy. Like, you know.
Should work today.
I should have.
So you just go again, you try to get something like a new place.
Any holiday, I definitely have to make sure I have socks for all the holidays. And then if I go to other countries, sometimes I get socks. And,
yes.
You know, that's just kind of my thing.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, thanks, James, for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys.
Great job. Okay. Hey, everyone. We have a surprise for you. Our guest next month is Zach Karff. And we're doing something a little different. We're doing a Q&A with Zach Karff. So this is your chance to put those burning questions out there that you want Zach to answer. Probably mostly ones about Platte Valley Banking Companies, but send me those questions and we will have a great podcast next month with Zach. So just email me at jallen@pbbank.com. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to fill out the survey. You have a chance to win a fun-filled prize, and thanks for joining us. Have a great day.